ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। शृण्वतां सुकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना हृदियन्तःस्थोय भद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सदाम्।
हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीबडी टू श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 66 एंटाइटल्ड पौंड्रक द फॉल्स वासुदेव वर्सेस 21 एंड 22।
इति क्षिप्त्वा शितैर्बाणैर् विरथीकृत्य पौण्ड्रकम् शिरो वृषरथाङ्गेन वज्रेन्द्रो यथा गिरे। इति क्षिप्त्वा शितैर्बाणैर् विरथीकृत्य पौण्ड्रकम् शिरो वृश्चरथाङ्गेन वज्रेन्द्रो यथा गिरे। इति क्षिप्त्वा शितैर्बाणैर् विरथीकृत्य पौण्ड्रकम् शिरो वृश्चरथाङ्गेन वज्रेन्द्रो यथा गिरे। विरधीकृत्य पौण्ड्रकम् शिरोवृश्चरथाङ्गेन व्रजृनेन्द्रो यथा गिरे। इति क्षिप्त्वा शितैर्बाणैः विरधीकृत्य पौण्ड्रकम् शिरोवृश्चरथाङ्गेन वज्रेनेन्द्रो यथा गिरे। मतजीस्। इति क्षिप्त्वा शितैर्बाणैर् विरधीकृत्य पौण्ड्रकम् शिरोवृश्चरथाङ्गेन वज्रेनेन्द्रो यथा गिरे।
वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्? इति With these words, Kshiptva, deriding, Shitai, sharp, Banai, with his arrows, Virathi, chariotless, Kritya, making, Paundrakam, Paundrak, Shiraha, his head, Avrishchat, he cut off, Rathangena, with his Sudarshan disc, Vajrena, with his thunderbolt weapon, Indraha, Lord Indra, Yatha, as, Girehe of a mountain. Translation: having thus derided Paundrak, Lord Krishna destroyed his chariot with his sharp arrows. The Lord then cut off his head with the Sudarshan disc, just as Lord Indra lops off a mountain peak with his thunderbolt weapon. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll take next verse, text 22. Tatha kashipate kaya shira utkritya patribhi nyapatat tayat kashipuryam padma kosham ivanilaha. Translation and purport: with his arrows, Lord Krishna similarly severed Kashirad's head from his body, sending it flying into Kashi city like a lotus flower thrown by the wind. Purport: Srila Vishnu Chakravarti explains why Krishna threw Kashirad's head into the city. As he went off to battle, the king of Kashi had promised the citizens, "My dear residents of Kashi, today I will bring the enemy's head into the midst of the city. Have no doubt of this." The king's sinful queens had also boasted to their maids in waiting, "Today our master will certainly bring the head of the Lord of Dwarka." Therefore, the Supreme Lord threw the king's head into the city to astonish the inhabitants. Om agyantimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupaha kadamahiyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. I'll read the translations again. Having thus derided Paundrak, Lord Krishna destroyed his chariot with his sharp arrows. The Lord then cut off his head with the Sudarshan disc, just as Lord Indra lops off a mountain peak with his thunderbolt weapon. With his arrows, Lord Krishna similarly severed Kashirad's head from his body, sending it flying into Kashi city like a lotus flower thrown by the wind. Hare Krishna. So today we are seeing that a drama which started with the beginning of this chapter some maybe 20 days back is coming to the climax with today's verse. And the main actors of the drama are Paundrak, who is the central figure, and his associates, King Kashiraj and others, and Lord Krishna. So we see that it is a natural inclination that everyone likes drama. How many of us, of you, like dramas? Can raise your hands. Yes. Everyone likes in some form or the other. The conventional drama in the theater is almost dying, but all the dramas are coming on the gadgets. And most of the times people are always hooked on to that audio-visual. That is also a drama. So it is a natural inclination of the soul that always wants to hear about someone. Because as our nature, constitutional nature is that we want to always hear about, glorify the Supreme Lord. But we are in a forgetful state, so we satisfy that desire by indulging in so many other different things in ignorance. So, generally drama is a performance which is based on some real or imaginary character and their activities, and the purpose is to churn out some emotions from the audience. So, purpose is churning emotions of audience and also learning some lessons from that drama. So, here we see that what is happening here in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, is a hilarious drama which is just ended today by the death of Paundrak. And here we see that Paundrak, he is not only acting like Krishna, but he is also thinking that he is Krishna. So that was his foolishness. And we, for all those who have been regularly hearing, you know, the different details of this pastime has been spoken by different speakers in the past few days. So I won't go into details. But, you know, we'll try to see what different lessons that we can learn from this episode in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first thing that we see is that Paundrak, he was a fool. And he acted foolishly, thinking that he is Vasudeva. Yesterday, Radha Dwiti Prabhu in his class, he was saying that when a person thinks of something, at least there should be some similarity. So he was donning the name Vasudeva for himself, and he was neither all-pervading, which is the literal meaning of Vasudeva, all-pervading, and neither was he son of Vasudeva. So that shows that he was fool. And we see that you know, he was not just fool himself, but he was also surrounded by equally foolish or more foolish people than himself. And you know, in the contemporary world we see that there are many actors. Different films are there. There are many actors and they are very popular. And in recent times, the politicians have become even more popular than the actors. And now the trend is shifting from seeing the movies to seeing the speeches of different politicians. So we see that, yes, there are certain those real actors like, we may not name, but still, just for the sake, we may name someone like Amitabh Bachchan, right? And I remember that there are always some look-alikes. So what we say, that there are some clones always. And they look very similar to the real person, and then they may be also be skilled and may be able to act like them also. And there is one English slang, I am not sure, but it is called as Clooney. So it is also meant like fool, foolish. So, when a clone who is look-alike, he actually starts thinking that he is that real person, then he is a fool. He may be able to entertain some few people around him, his friends, his relatives, by acting like that original person. But if he starts thinking that he is that real person, then he is actually a fool. And you know, let's say, you know, now in last maybe 1 year or 2 years, there is a trend now that, with no offenses to anyone, but you know, last year after the election of our new Prime Minister, great man, but he has some different kinds of looks and insignia, right? The different signs. So his signature beard. And in while we meet different people, I have observed that this trend has really picked up to have that kind of coat, jacket, different kinds of jackets, style, and also donning that kind of beard. And I am sure there are a few people who look alike him, Narendra Modi. So, for entertainment's sake, a look-alike of Narendra Modi may give some speech in his society or in his college amongst the friend circles. And that is entertainment. But if he actually starts organizing rallies in his name, it is a gross misrepresentation. And if we were so foolish to actually challenge and say that I am that real person, then it's a serious case of criminal impersonation, and the result will be that he would be in jail. So here we see similarly, Pondrak, he was a fool thinking himself as Krishna. He may have looked like Krishna, we don't know. Yesterday Radha Dudipro was mentioning that in his childhood when he was seeing these different comics. So the depiction is that Pondrak looks a little different, you know, a little chubby and flabby, we may say. But it is possible, we don't know really, that he may have looked like Krishna. And if he would have just limited himself to, you know, acting like Krishna for his own satisfaction, wearing dresses like Krishna, then it was all right. But here we see, on advice of his foolish, envious associates, he is actually thinking that he is Krishna, Vasudev, Yadav Shrestha. He is not Yadav, but he is thinking like that. So, the height of his foolishness was when he actually challenged Krishna that you stop acting like Krishna and accept me as the real Vasudev and surrender unto me. And he sent his messenger. So we see here a very important lesson that it is bad to be foolish. Right? No one wants to be a fool. But, you know, due to our, you know, whatever past karma, we may not be so intelligent. It's all a relative term basically. Who is intelligent, who is fool is all relative based on, you know, different comparisons. So let's say a person may be fool, so it's bad. But if a person is advised by, is surrounded by fools, then that is worse. Because a foolish person may be a little harmful, but when he is advised by fools around him, then he becomes dangerous. And we see that most of the times, you know, the association around a person actually determines what a person really does. So Pondrak, you know, you could have lived, you know, in his own illusion, thinking that he is Krishna happily. He must have done, he could have done certain activities imitating Krishna, but he actually ended up making himself a big joker, to be mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, and also invited his own end by, you know, believing that he is Krishna due to association. So we see that you know, the association really matters here. It was because of his association and his advice that he took that he actually ended up and being mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So similarly, we see that every soul in this material world, all of us, we are spiritual in nature, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And we have the same characteristics, same qualities as Krishna, but he is infinite, we are infinitesimal. But because of our association with the modes of material nature in this world, that we have to undergo so many miserable conditions. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, verse 22, Lord Krishna says, Purushah prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jankunan karana guna sangosya sadasad yoni janmashu. So the predicament that we have of, you know, this repeated birth and death and going into so many different species, higher, middle and lower, is because of this strong association with the different modes. And the association with the different modes happens because of our desire to enjoy. There is a very nice verse which in the Niti Shastras which comes that brings out the importance of what we associate with. It says, Santaptasyasi samsthitasya payaso namapi na gyayate muktakaratayata deva nalini patrasthitam rajate svatav sagar kukshi svatav sagar shukti kukshi patitam tajjayate moktikam prayenadham madhyama uttama guna samvasato jayate. It says, a drop of water, when it comes in association with hot iron, not even for the namesake does it exist. Immediately it is evaporated. So even the existence is destroyed of that water when it comes in association of a hot iron plate. And the same water, when it lands on the lotus flower, on the leaf of the lotus, then it shines like a muktakar, muktakarataya, that is, shines like a pearl. It's not a pearl, it shines like a pearl. And the same drop of water during Swati Nakshatra, when it lands in the, you know, the shell, then it becomes real pearl. So then it says that, so generally, usually, prayana adhama madhyama uttama guna samvasato jayate. So the different qualities of, you know, better qualities, good qualities or worse qualities, or uttam madhyam and adham, they are due to our association. So when we are associated with these different modes of nature, sattva-gun, rajo-gun and tamo-gun, that actually determines what will happen to us. So therefore, Lord Krishna advises that a person should always, in Bhagavad Gita advises, should try to elevate from lower mode to higher mode. And from sattva-gun, try to transcend that mode also. So if we are not careful of what we associate with, then, you know, the result will be predictable of what kind of association we are in. There is another verse in the same Niti verse which says that asatam sanga doshena sadho yanti vikriyam, that even a good person, a sadhu, if he associate with asatam, those who are envious, those who are, you know, greedy, those who are lusty, those who are arrogant. So if a good natured person also associates with them, then he also becomes part of their nature. And it gives an example that Duryodhana prasangena bhishmo goharane gataha, that due to the association of wicked Duryodhan, even Bhishma Pitama, who was such a gentle and a pure devotee, we understand, but for this verse and the analogy drawn here, says that even Bhishma Pitama, because of wicked Duryodhan's association, he went to do the sinful activity of trying to steal away the cows of King Virat. We see that this incident appears in Mahabharata. So that is because of association. So association makes us do things. So if we are in good association, then naturally we will be inclined to do good activities. But if we are not careful in what we associate with, then you know we have to be ready for the results. So it is also said that in another Niti verse, it is better to be surrounded by intelligent enemies than a foolish friend. So that is a negative way of telling that how you should always be careful what kind of association we are in, because a foolish advisor is more dangerous than an intelligent enemy. And so one should seek right kind of association. Here we see that Paundrak, yes, he was fool, but his foolishness was epitomized because he associated with equally foolish and envious people. And when he sent that message through a messenger to Lord Krishna on the advice of his associates, Lord Krishna actually tried to advise him. And he sent a message that, you better surrender to me. And if Paundrak would have accepted that, then the narration in Srimad Bhagavatam could be different. But as it is said, that Upadesho hi murkhanam prakopaya na shantaye, that foolish people, if we advise them, it does not pacify them, but they become more angry. Just like payapana bhujanganam kevalam vishavardhanam, that if we feed a snake milk, it will only increase the poison. So yes, we may try to give good advice to others, but as far as we are concerned, we should try to always seek good advice, and we should always try to surround ourselves by good association. And here we see that there may be different shortcomings within us, and that can be overcome. But when our shortcoming is envy, then it is very difficult. And we see, and it has been we have heard in the Shastras again and again, that it is actually the envy of the Supreme Lord that the soul which is spiritual in nature has to come to this material world to suffer. So Narottam Das Thakur, in one of his songs, he says that different of the six enemies of the heart, that is Kama, Krodha, Lobha, he says five of them they can be engaged in Krishna's service. That Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane Kama Krishna Arpane, right? But envy is very difficult. Envy cannot be engaged in Krishna's service. Envy is very dangerous. And we see that this Kashi Raj and different associates of Paundrak, they were actually envious of Krishna. In the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions that Kashi Raj was actually envious of Krishna because of some past incidents which have already been narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. And so out of that envy, you know, they actually instigated Paundrak and tried to pick up some fight with Krishna so that they could avenge against Krishna. So how to deal with envy? Very simply, the only solution is that whenever and towards whomever we have that envy, we have to pacify that by humbly serving that person. And in terms of Krishna, we should try to serve humbly in proper association and guidance of experienced and senior devotees. And we see that naturally Krishna is very kind, and we see that the whole Srimad Bhagavatam and especially the 10th canto, we see that all the activities, different activities that Lord Krishna has displayed, the main purpose is, you know, to teach lessons, to attract those who are, you know, wise, who are favorable to Krishna consciousness, to attract their minds by churning loving emotions in their heart. And also he comes to enjoy himself. So, you know, in the commentaries on the verse that Janma Karma Chame Divyam, so, you know, Krishna again and again comes, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata. So he says that whenever there is decline in religion and increase in irreligion, he comes to destroy the sinful, to teach them a good lesson, to save the devotees. And the Rasik Acharyas, they also comment, and he also comes to take pleasure and give pleasure to his devotees. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely in one of his poems, he writes that Gopinath tumi kripa parabar jivera karane ashiya prapanche lila koile suvistar. So here in this couplet he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Krishna is very kind, Gopinath, and just to favor the fallen souls in this material world, he takes up this task of coming to this material world and elaborately performs his pastimes to attract the fallen souls. So Krishna need not come here to this material world actually to destroy and to set things right in this world, but it is only out of great compassion that Krishna descends to this material world. So, you know, here we see in this incident also Krishna is very kind, and you know, he always wants to give happiness to his devotees, and in that sense all the living entities, they are Krishna's part and parcels. So his only motivation is to somehow or the other see that welfare of the spirit souls is done, and that is the purpose of his descent. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is one verse which I could not locate because I did not have so much time to prepare, but it says that there are only two kinds of people who are always happy in this material world. There are ones who are totally absorbed in foolishness, who are crazy, and the others who are self-realized. And they are not at all aware of their surroundings and they are not concerned. And those in between are those who are actually miserable. They are neither totally, you know, discounted for this material, nor they are spiritually elevated. They are in between. So here we see that, you know, Krishna's pastimes, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Lord Krishna also descends into this material world, so he also enacts his pastimes. So when we say enact, so he is also doing a drama. So here he also comes to perform his activities like a drama, which Srimad Bhagavatam also says that he acts like a human being, nato natya dharo yatha, dresses like a human being, but actually he is not, he is something different, spiritual in nature, which we can't really understand with our senses, material senses. So when Krishna displays his different pastimes, and that really endears the hearts of devotees, and it becomes topic of discussion and meditation. Pandrak must have also heard different activities of the Lord, and he was acting like Krishna, must have been doing certain, this is all conjecture, I really don't know, but he must be acting in the ways that Krishna acted. And even now Krishna is very famous, 5000 years back, so when he was, he must be famous, so everyone, as soon as he does some activity of breaking the pot to steal yogurt, it would have been spread everywhere, right? So Pandrak acting like Krishna is not the first incident of someone trying to act like Krishna. Earlier also in Vrindavan, gopis acted like Krishna and enacted different pastimes of the Lord amongst themselves. But the reference, the circumstance, the context was different. So we all know that's in the Rasa Panchadhyaya, that has already been discussed, that when Krishna left the Raslila, so the gopis, they could not find him and they were so absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, so they started enacting different activities of the Lord, and one of them became like a, acted like Krishna, thinking that she is Krishna, and climbed on some other gopi's back to try to steal some yogurt, like that. So they were also acting, they were also thinking themselves like Krishna, but that was favorable. The result was they became even more ecstatic in separation from Krishna. They became more absorbed in Krishna favorably to serve him. And all that drama was actually to serve the Lord, to intensify their feelings of love towards the Lord. And here we see Pandrak. When he is acting, he wants Krishna's activities to stop, so that he can pose himself as Krishna. Gopis, they wanted Krishna to do more activities, so they have more scope of acting like Krishna and remember different pastimes of the Lord. So they were self-realized, that's why their activities were favorable. And here, Pandrak, he is foolish, and he is also trying to act like Krishna out of envy. The result the gopis achieved was that they were always, they were awarded by Krishna to always eternally in association of the Lord. Lord himself was in their heart, and they were also in the spiritual abode of the Lord, to always be in association of Lord Krishna. Krishna is very kind, being happy with the activities and the drama of Pandrak. He also very kindly gave him liberation, Sarupya Mukti. So, because he was absorbed in Krishna, Krishna's thoughts, how Krishna looks, so he wants to exactly imitate and dress like Krishna. Sometimes the pujaris, they also have that meditation. What kind of pagadi to tie on Krishna? Remember the different dressings of devotees and try to exactly dress Krishna like that. But here he was absorbed like that to dress himself. But nonetheless, absorption in Krishna was there, and Krishna awarded that absorption. So that is the glory of the Lord, that he always sees what is something which he can reward with his love to that person. So here he sees that yes, he is absorbed, but he is envious. So okay, so we'll give him a good lesson. So the envy will be removed, all the anarthas in his heart will be removed by Sudarshan, and then he gets entry in his own abode in Vaikuntha as Sarupya Mukti. So we see that Krishna, he gave this Sarupya Mukti. Of course that description will come later, but taking liberty I am speaking it now. So Krishna, he awarded Sarupya Mukti to Pondrak by very kindly severing his head by Sudarshan. So he was fortunate, but his associates, who were more envious than himself, than Pondrak, Krishna also killed them, but there is no description of what kind of liberation they got. Probably they got or not, we don't know. But you know, the natural result of anyone who is seeing Krishna while dying, that he'll get some benefit. And because they were envious, see, they must have been liberated in Sayujya Mukti. So we see that the kindness of Krishna is reflected in this whole episode, that he was not feeling jealous, he was not feeling envious to Pondrak, but he was feeling kind. And he thought that, okay, yes, let us award him suitably. And he did that. And we are very fortunate that, yes, Pondrak, he was fortunate, he got to see Krishna and get the honor of dying by the hands of Krishna. He touched Sudarshan disc of the Lord in a different place, wrong place, but he got the touch of Sudarshan. And we are fortunate, we may not see Sudarshan because it is dangerous, but we are fortunate that we are getting the darshan of the Lord. Darshan in the form of the Lord, and also darshan in the form of the knowledge, the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been very kindly provided by representative of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. So tomorrow is the day when 50 years back Srila Prabhupada embarked on this most important journey towards the west on Jaladuta, to bring this distilled knowledge of Vedas coupled with his realizations and the blessings of Parampara and blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to eradicate the foolishness of the material world, foolishness that we all are absorbed in. So we are very fortunate that we are, causeless mercy of the Guru Parampara associated with this movement and are in good association of devotees. So, it's very important that we realize the value of association, and we may be able to keep and treasure this association. And the such a difficult concept of what self-realization is actually, Srila Prabhupada made it so easy to understand, so sublime to practice. And throughout his preaching career, he just emphasized that, and which was very simple. That is, we are not this body, but we are eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and are meant to render service in loving devotional service to Lord Krishna. So that is our fortune. So, this event that is going to happen from tomorrow onwards, and we'll be celebrating the 50 years of incorporation of ISKCON. So we are very fortunate to be part of this great movement, and hopefully we are blessed and we remain sane to not give up this association and not go away from this fortune and become foolish again and fall in bad association. So with this I'll finish my small presentation. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There is some 5 minutes, so if there is any comment or question, so you can ask. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.